G'day, Josh. How are you?
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Good timing.
From what I've just heard, if anyone ever talks to me in a referee's voice, they're going to get a big spray. And then the next one about swingers, what do I come into here?
We're just talking about being a cab driver and what you must hear and see.
Mate.
Yeah, you hear a bit, see a bit. And the swingers, well, obviously an invited swingers.
Who's inviting a taxi driver to the slingers party? Must have been a wow of a driver.
I wonder if he went.
Well, we need to find out who this man is. This is a national disgrace.
Josh, your boys Hull coming off their first defeat. Brave performance against Wigan, though. The powerhouse is 16-14. How was the match, and how close are Hull to, I guess, getting to that top notch in the Super League?
Yeah, it was a very close game, and you know, I was extremely proud of the boys watching from home. It was just so good to watch them matching with Wigan. Like you said, they've been a powerhouse for many years in the Super League, and I think I mentioned it last week. You know, we were going there on a Thursday night, and it was going to be dewy, and Wigan remind me of when the Sharks won the comp. You know, they sort of bring everyone down to their level, and then they just, you know, scrap, but they'd win. They wouldn't win pretty all the time, but they just win, and it's sort of what they've done on the weekend. But for us, there was plenty of positives out of it. We actually play Wigan again this week in the Challenge Cup, so it's been really good for us to look back at what we could have done, and, you know, I think we're a really big chance coming into Saturday.
I also read, Josh, one of the Wigan players has received 8 games for a comment he made in regards to being racist out there on the field. What was the story there?
Yeah, Loz, mate, it's pretty disgraceful, to be honest, what was said. I've never heard anything like that on a footy field. I wasn't on the field, but obviously the boys told me, and you know, all of us in the team were behind Andre, who it happened to, and well, all of us are pretty filthy. So it's
did the guy apologise at all?
Well, I'm not sure if he apologised, but he sort of tried to say he didn't say what Dre heard or whatnot. And, you know, but I think the crazy thing is, you know, over in the Super League and in pretty much every sport at the moment, we're taking 15 seconds of silence before the games against racism. And you know, he goes out and does that, and you know, he got an eight match ban, and I honestly don't think it's sufficient. You know, you can sort of say something about someone's race and whatnot, but you only sort of get eight games. So I don't know. I don't really like what the Super League's done there, but in saying that, it's something. But yeah, we definitely won't forget about it for this week.
There you go. This is Wigan prop Tony Clubb. Was the offender. So, as Josh said, an 8-week suspension. Sounds like there was a bit of feeling in the game generally, though, Josh.
Yeah, there was. It's the boys say it's always a tough battle. You know, they were comparing the two fullbacks, probably, you know, two of the best fullbacks in the game in Hardacre, who come over to the NRL for a little bit, and Jake Connor, our fullback. So, there's plenty of feeling in the game, and, you know, Hastings was amongst it all, and, you know, he played pretty good, had a pretty good imprint on the game, but it's a totally different week this week. Challenge Cup, and the boys played the exact same game last year and got knocked out by Wigan. So there's plenty to play for, and we've got to go out there and play our game, you know, as we did last week, but just go that one step better to, you know, get over the top of them.
Mm. Josh, did you see Greg Inglis? Obviously made his debut for Warrington on the weekend, scored a try. Did you watch the game, and how did he go?
Yeah, I did. I did, Clarkie. He's, for a first game in 2 years, there isn't many people that could have played how he did.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It's scary. Yeah. I could just tell he's in a mood. He's gonna do some real bad things in games. And good for Warrington, but yeah, he actually the scariest thing of it all was they put him back to fullback for a little bit too. So I'm not too sure whether he's going to stay in the centres. I hope he stays in the centres because I feel you can contain him more. And because if he gets fit and then he's playing fullback, yeah, we've got to look out.
He actually looked fit. I know there's difference between looking fit and being match fit, Grubby, but he looked like he's lost a bit of weight.
No, he did lose. Honestly, I think he's probably he's probably a little bit trimmer than when he was when he back finished his career. He's obviously ripped in, and he probably has to train a little bit harder, you know, because in his career, he's probably just got by with his, a lot of his natural ability, and not that he didn't train hard, but he's probably had to come back and really rip in to get his body into a place where I suppose he wants to be able to play footy again. And you can just see that the one thing that I did see out of it was that he enjoyed it. And, I think that's a good thing for him because he obviously didn't finish, footy probably the way he wanted to. You know, he's going for a pretty bad time and whatnot. But to see a smile on his face, it was good for me because obviously I know him and haven't played with him but played against him for many years.
Yeah. I know you're great mates with the Morris twins. Did you see those scenes in the sheds after the game last weekend when the Roosters toweled up the Knights and Brett did his ACL and then the embrace with Josh and Brett? Have you spoken to them this week? And what did you think when you saw that?
Yeah, I sent Brett a text just to say, mate, I'm thinking of you. But it's something you just hate seeing, especially someone like him. When you actually sit here and think about it, he's the best one I've ever seen. Like, I've never seen anyone finish tries like he does. And, he just does things that you just go, wow, he's big, he's strong, he's everything, a winger wants to be. And then I think the best thing of it all is, even though I used to rip into both of them for how close they were, it's how close they are as brothers. You rip into one of them at training and you're copping a bundle from the other one. And they're just good blokes. And as you know, Lozzie, you coach both of them through Origin and whatnot there. That's not the first time they've done one of those, I suppose, plays where, he's just tough and it's a cruel sport sometimes, but it's on the sideline in agony and Josh scores his hat-trick. But in saying that, fingers crossed he can get back on that field. But if not, what a career. He can sit back and enjoy everything he's sort of done and hopefully still watch his brother play.
When are you back, mate?
I'm back on Saturday. It's not touch and go at all. I feel really good. I'm probably back a week early. And usually with hamstrings, you'd want to wait. But I felt really good last week, so I thought it was a chance playing last Thursday. But I've done everything I can. They've been the physios and everyone. I've been doing their heads in, ringing them, and getting extra treatment and whatnot just to get back because the Challenge Cup is a big thing for everyone over here. And we've actually won it, in 16 and 17. And a lot of the boys have told me how cool it is and the experience it is. So we're definitely taking it seriously. And, I'd love to be back for this Saturday game.
How's Boris over there, mate? How's he handling the G7 meeting?
You know what? What is a G7 meeting? I don't want to sit here and pretend I know what's going on. So can someone please explain? Because I've seen it here and there, and if I don't know what it is, I don't think Boris does either.
Come on, mate. Loz has just explained to us what the Duckworth-Lewis system is in cricket. Is a very highly educated program.
Yeah.
Well, I know what the Duckworth-Lewis is because I was in a gun cricket team when I was young, so we always used to go. We always used to go really good, and we always used to win. No, the Duckworth. What is that again, Loz?
It's some mathematician from England over there. They worked it out. I don't know. They're numbers men. Grubby.
Is it when the game's washed out?
Well, Pup was just saying earlier there was a game that played a couple of weeks ago where they couldn't work out. So the team that was batting second, they went out to start their innings. But they didn't know what score they were chasing.
They hadn't worked out a total yet.
This is a T20
international.
They couldn't work it out.
Yeah.
So the T20's going well.
Yeah, on fire.
Exactly right. So, mate, the G7, all right.
Here we go.
Google, hang on. He's Googled this. Well, this is not his brain. This is reading.
It's a group of sort of leaders from all different countries.
Thanks for that.
And there's only seven of them, hence G7.
Thanks for that. That's awesome.
All right. So Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United Kingdom.
That was six.
States.
Oh, what about
States? States. There you go. Well, who? No, ScoMo. ScoMo's not there, but we
he's
have,
dealing with slats. Yeah, ScoMo. Yeah, at the moment, he's having a Twitter battle with Michael Slater, so he unfortunately couldn't get over there.
Oh, really? They have it. The blue.
Oh, they're on. There's a debate lined up. We're just trying to work out what venue, how much you're going to be paid, and is it on? Is it going to be on free to air?
Oh,
ScoMo VM Slater.
I'll tell you what, though, Joshy, we did have a case here yesterday in Sydney.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. So we're bracing ourselves today. Hopefully things haven't got out of control and hopefully no one else tests positive because...
Trying to track where it comes from.
Yeah, we don't know.
It wasn't somebody that travelled overseas. I hadn't been in isolation. So, yeah, very strange, but fingers crossed.
Did I read it was in the water or something?
I don't know.
They chased something in the water or...
Yeah, don't know.
No, that's a lie, no, I think, mate. Yeah. You just made that up.
Oh, no, because I read it on the Daily Mail, because everything that...
Oh, yeah, must be true. Must be true if it's on the Daily Mail.
Clark, he's got shares in that paper.
I should have. I wish I did.
Oh, don't worry. They wrote a couple of absolute beauties about me too. So well, I can't wait till I finish to go and visit a couple of them.
It was Clarky in it yesterday. What's the latest on him?
Mate. Seriously.
Are you coming back at a comeback, Clark?
No. I'm having a week off the Daily Mail this week. Just stay at home and get a week off.
That's the one good thing about being over here. No one cares about you.
Yeah.
The Daily Mail, they can't make up anything because I'll just say, well, I'm not even in Australia anymore. So.
Mate, great deal. Great to talk to you, mate. Good luck in your comeback game and should be a bit of feeling in that Challenge Cup fixture against Wigan.